Hello, this is Lynn Curry reading the Tri-County Journal for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. Douglas County Board appoints Heather Skinner to coroner vacancy by Kendra Harris. The regularly scheduled June 17th Douglas County Board meeting was called to order at 9 o'clock a.m. All members were present, with Board Member Glenn joining in via Zoom. Following the approval of all business items, the board moved to the new business section of the meeting. The first order of business was the board's unanimous approval of Resolution 20R13, abolishing the Douglas County Sheriff's Parent Commission. This request was made by Sheriff Blackwell in the June 8th Law and Order Subcommittee meeting. Blackwell's reasoning for this is, quote, "The Merit Commission has served its purpose over the years. The majority of the employees are now covered by a collective bargaining agreement, and according to statute, any disciplinary measures up to and including termination have to be handled by the agreement or through an arbiter, resulting in the inability of the Merit Commission to act. This inability to act goes against the very reason to have the Merit Commission in place, thus negating the need for the Merit Committee to remain in effect. Employees not covered by a collective agreement are covered by the Douglas County Employee Personnel Handbook, which has rules that are the same or substantially similar to the Merit Commission rules." End quote. The board then moved forward with appointing Heather Skinner as the new Douglas County coroner. Skinner is a Newman resident and currently works as a registered nurse for Christy Clinic. Skinner was appointed to serve the vacancy following coroner Joe Victor's untimely death. Due to the nature of the position and the fact that Victor was the Republican candidate on the ballot for the November general election, the Douglas County Republican Center Party met to decide on a candidate for the recommendation. They then brought to their recommendation Skinner to the Douglas County Board to vote on. Board President Don Munson accepted the committee's recommendation and further extended his recommendation of Skinner to the board. Skinner will also serve as the Republican nominee for the Douglas County coroner in the November general election. Sheriff Blackwell noted that Skinner is very knowledgeable of the duties of the office and said, quote, "With guidance from those who have done the job in the past as well as out of office, I have no doubt that she can effectively do this job," end quote. The board also approved the minutes from the May 5th special board meeting, approved the minutes from the May 20th regular board meeting, approved the payment of the county's financial obligations, approved the reports of fees of the county offices, approved renewing an agreement with Douglas County and the Coles County Council on Aging for transportation in Douglas County, reappointed Larry Bushu as trustee to the Douglas County Historical Museum District for a 5-year term, approved Resolution 20R12 for the cancellation of certificate of purchase for parcel 09023431600007, adjourned until the July 15th board meeting at 9 a.m. Shelby County Courthouse, first stop for Essinger's campaign announcement. Mitchell Essinger, a Shelby County native and political organizer, will be on the Democratic ticket for state representative in the November general election in a bold challenge to incumbent Brad Halbert's seat. Mitchell Essinger announced his candidacy today for the Illinois House of Representatives District 101 seat with a speech outside the Shelby County Courthouse. Born in Champaign and raised in Strasburg, Mitchell attended Stuartson Strasburg High School, Lakeland College, and the University of Illinois. At the University of Illinois, he worked with local law enforcement to protect student safety. As a renovator, Mitchell started at the age of 12 working for his family's rental properties. As a tutor, he saw how important it is that we give our schools what they need to succeed. Mitchell keeps busy with his family's centennial farm and helping care for a family friend's autistic son. In doing so, he has seen how families struggle to get the care they need and decided to run to change that for hardworking people in our district. As his community suffered in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic, Mitchell decided he couldn't wait any longer to make a difference and gather the required number of signatures to get on the ballot. Mitchell was motivated to run as he watched his current representative, Brad Halbert, continue to advocate for divisive, not comprehensive solutions to the economic despair faced by many communities in the rural Midwest, like Mitchell's. Quote, "Brad Halbert doesn't represent the hardworking families in this district. He displays divisive showmanship that doesn't bring real solutions to us. But if we organize and mobilize together, we can all show them this isn't working anymore, end quote, said Essinger. Continued on page 5. Shelby County was the first stop on Mitchell Essinger's campaign launch announcement circuit, highlighting the current need for a trustworthy, reformed, and responsible judicial system, among other institutions, in Illinois and the United States. Mitchell Essinger 2020 is a campaign to unseat Brad Halbrook and bring working class representation, high quality jobs, and protection of civil liberties back to the people of District 102. This statement was authorized by Mitchell Essinger and representatives of his campaign. Sarah Bush Lincoln Dental Services welcomes new dentist Cody Gass. For the past 3 years, dentist Cody Gass, DMD, served as a volunteer dentist in the SBL Dental Services Program while working full-time in the Mattoon Dental Office of Drs. Kep, Kennedy, Gass, and Hassett. Dr. Gass is now taking on the role of full-time dentist with SBL Dental Services to provide much-needed dental care to children whose dental needs would likely go unmet. Quote, volunteering was a very rewarding experience from the first time I did it, end quote, Dr. Gass said. Quote, taking the job was something that I wanted to explore since there's a huge need in this area, and being able to hit the ground running to take care of those dental needs is going to be rewarding, end quote. Sarah Bush Lincoln Dental Services is a collaborative community effort that provides dental care at no cost to families that qualify. The program partners with various schools and health departments to provide dental services, preventive and restorative care, plus oral hygiene education, in a 7-county service area that includes Coles, Cumberland, Douglas, Effingham, Jasper, Moultrie, and Shelby counties. Dr. Gass will provide care in SBL's dental clinic in Mattoon and on Sarah Bush Lincoln's new dental bus, which is set to hit the road this fall. The bus replaces the now inoperable bus that was purchased in 2008. The new bus has 2 operatories, as well as digital and panoramic x-ray machines. Many local residents helped to purchase the bus by contributing to the SBL Health Foundation's Mobile Miracle campaign. Born and raised in Mattoon, Dr. Gass graduated from Mattoon High School in 2009 and earned dual degrees in biology and chemistry from Eastern Illinois University in 2013. He received his Doctor of Dental Medicine degree in 2017 from Southern Illinois University. Dr. Gass said he appreciated his mother helping people as a nurse and knew he wanted to work in healthcare as well. I explored a lot of avenues in healthcare and something always led me back to dentistry. I really enjoyed the combination of building relationships with patients and being able to use my hands. Children are a very continued exciting and rewarding patient base. They always keep you on your toes. I think the big thing is to gain their trust, whatever it takes, he said. Quote, some kids are really apprehensive about coming into the chair, whether it's for a simple cleaning, a filling, or an extraction. It's very rewarding when I'm able to calm them down, talk them through a procedure, and then have them walk out with smiles on their faces, knowing that they're willing to come back, end quote. Dr. Gass said he looks forward to traveling on the bus to help eliminate the transportation barrier that sometimes prevents children from receiving dental care. Quote, this job is exciting, challenging, and very rewarding because I'm able to make a difference in the quality of children's lives, end quote, he said. Dr. Gass and his wife, Megan, have 3 young children. He enjoys traveling, golf, cooking, and watching sports in his free time. For more information on SBL Dental Services or to schedule an appointment for a screening, please call 1-877-511-2602 toll-free. Moving on to page 3, obituaries. Maya Marie Irvin, 22, Monte Vista, passed away June 18, 2020. The celebration of life was held on Wednesday, June 24th, 2020, at 11 o'clock a.m. at Strohmeyer's Funeral Home. Arrangements are in care of Strohmeyer's Funeral Home. Robert D. Wells. Robert D. Wells, 96, of Camargo, Illinois, passed away at 11:09 p.m. on Monday, June 15th, 2020, at his residence. A family grave finds service with military rites conducted by the Walter Jones VFW Post 2876 of Villa Grove was held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, June 30th, 2020, in the Arcola Cemetery. The Reverend Ted Shearer officiated. The Edwards Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. Josephine A. Phipps, Josephine M. Joanne Phipps, 83, of Tuscola, Illinois, passed away at 1:02 p.m. Sunday, June 14, 2020, at the Tuscola Healthcare Center, Tuscola, Illinois. Guests were invited to meet at 10 o'clock a.m. Thursday, June 18, 2020, at the Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home, 705 South Main Street, Tuscola, Illinois, to proceed to the Pleasant Grove Cemetery, Cooks Mills, Illinois, for a graveside service. It was asked that they please follow social distancing recommendations due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Memorials are suggested to the Tuscola High School Warrior Store or the Unity High School Rocket Locker, which are food pantries in the respective schools to allow students to receive food and other essentials whenever needed. Online condolences to the family may be shared via hillegasschraderfh.com. Raymond Z. Croswick. Raymond Zigma Croswick, 88. Passed away on March 19, 2020, with family by his side at the VA hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan. A funeral service was held at St. Mary on the Lake on Saturday, July 25, 2020, at 11 a.m., with Father Todd Kenningschnecht presiding. The church has limited capacity, however. The Mass will be live streamed. See Diocese of Lansing website. A final burial in Unionville will be held at a later date. Donations may be sent to St. Mary on the Lake, the VA Ann Arbor, or Hospice of Wanawi. Shirley McNary. Shirley McNary, 86, of Arcola, Illinois, passed away at 1:41 p.m. Thursday, June 18, 2020, at Sarah Bush Lincoln Care Center in Mattoon, Illinois. Visitation was held on Monday, June 22, 2020, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Edwards Funeral Home, 221 East Main Street, Arcola, Illinois. Funeral services were held on Tuesday, June 23, 2020, at 10 o'clock a.m. at the funeral home. Burial followed in the Arcola Cemetery. Memorials may be made to Arcola Public Library. Van A. Atkins. Van A. Atkins, 63, of Argenta, Illinois, passed away at 7:13 p.m. on Friday, June 19, 2020, at St. John's Hospital in Springfield, Illinois. Graveside services were held at 2 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, June 24, 2020, at the Graceland Cemetery in Decatur, Illinois. Reverend John Parrish officiated. Visitation was held 1 hour prior to the service at the cemetery. The Edwards Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. IHSA Boys State Basketball Tournament to return to Champaign for 3 years. The Illinois High School Association, IHSA, and their board of directors announced that the IHSA Boys State Basketball Tournament will return to the State Farm Center in Champaign for 3 years, March 11 through 13, 2021, March 10 through 12, 2022, and March 9 through 11, 2023. Quote, "We are ecstatic to welcome the IHSA Boys State Basketball Tournament back to its original home at the University of Illinois," end quote, exclaims Jane DeLuce, President and CEO of Visit Champaign County. Quote, "Our community has evolved into a much broader vision incorporating sports, education, technology, and a place of diverse culture that will provide incredible experiences for all involved. We are ready to embrace a new tradition of welcoming teams, families, fans, officials, and media for the experience of a lifetime. We are thrilled with today's news that the Illinois High School Boys Basketball State Finals will return home to the campus of the University of Illinois. Illinois Director of Athletics Josh Whitman said, quote, "We're grateful to the IHSA and its leadership for choosing State Farm Center in Champaign-Urbana to host the state finals. We're humbled by their confidence in our community, which I know will come together to provide the players, families, and fans of the state's best teams a once-in-a-lifetime experience. My thanks to the many people and organizations locally who collaborated on a compelling bid and proposal. We look forward to showcasing the state's flagship university, celebrating the many virtues of Champaign-Urbana, and maximizing the full spectrum of amenities in State Farm Center to visitors from all across Illinois. The relationship between the IHSA and the University of Illinois extends back more than 100 years, and we are excited to continue this long-standing positive partnership many years into the future." The IHSA opened up the basketball tournament bid after 25 years of playing in Peoria. This is Champaign County, University of Illinois Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, State Farm Center, cities of Champaign and Urbana, along with area municipalities and business leaders, joined forces to create a comprehensive and compelling bid package. The bid focused on the student-athlete experience at the State Farm Center as a superior competitive environment. Through state-of-the-art technology to create an atmosphere worthy of a championship, competing teams will receive the experience of a lifetime. The tournament also provides fans with opportunities to engage further in the history of IHSA, basketball through a unique exhibit to immerse themselves in the latest technology with the Tech Hub, to enjoy interactive play through activity areas hosted by ShamBanMoms.com, and to provide students and families the opportunity to take part in an academic fair to not only learn about the possibilities for the University of Illinois, but also colleges across the country. Visit Champaign County and the State Farm Center will begin preparations for the return of IHSA Boys State Basketball Tournament immediately. The IHSA will be contacting current state final season ticket holders in the near future to work with them on seating at the State Farm Center. Individuals interested in becoming new state final season ticket holders can submit their info online at https://fightingalumni.com/IHSABB. The University of Illinois Ticket Office will follow up with anyone who submits a season ticket inquiry form in the near future to let them know available seats, pricing, and more. Area businesses looking to get involved in creating a successful tournament experience should contact Terry Reifstek, Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement at 217-351-4133 or TERRIR at visitchampaigncounty.org. For comments on today's announcement, contact Jane DeLuce, Visit Champaign County President and CEO at 217-714-3540 or Kent Brown, Associate Athletics Director, Media Relations, with the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics at 217-493-9795. EBA receives grants to assist homeowners. June is National Homeownership Month, and IRBA Housing Counseling Department has some exciting news. IRBA has received a few grants to help homeowners and future homeowners. IRBA has received a grant for mortgage assistance for those experiencing difficulty due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Approximately 34% of homeowners are struggling. This may not be available for all of the 9 counties we service. IRBA received another grant to offer homeowners and renters to reduce utilities costs and explain smart grid and smart technology. Future webinars will be posted on our Facebook page. IRBA received a third grant to assist those interested in becoming homeowners with budget and credit or homebuyer education by offering free online courses valued at $50 to $99 with one-on-one follow-up sessions all done over the phone. An additional online resource would list down payments assistance grants, if available, of up to $6,000. A free credit report with score is also provided provided to the client. Since IRBA uses the credit report for educational purposes, it does not lower the credit score. IRBA is a certified loan packager for the USDA. If the client decides the USDA is the best fit for their homebuyer needs, IRBA can assist with reviewing credit, collecting documents, and submitting the application on behalf of the client. The USDA Rural Development has a 502 direct loan program that does not require a down payment and is offered. Melina Smith, USDA Illinois Rural Development Housing Program Director, presented a certificate of partnership to first-time homebuyer Michelle Nybrug and IRBA for their partnership with the USDA. USDA Rural Development recognized both for their commitment to building sustainable progress throughout Illinois. This partnership with the USDA clients and IRBA will continue to improve the quality of life for citizens for years to come. The Embarra River Basin Agency, Inc. is dedicated to serving the needs of at-risk, low-income individuals and families. The common goal of all programs within the agency is to foster community development, professional partnerships, and trust between all entities. The agency and staff members are committed to providing life skills that will assist individuals and families to attain a higher level of stability, self-sufficiency, and a better quality of life. Chartered in 1965, the Embarra River Basin Agency, Inc. is an Illinois not-for-profit 501c3 corporation dedicated to providing services to address the needs of low-income communities in the 9-county area served by the agency. IRBA is a community action agency organized to administer grants and other programming for the target population of low-income citizens of all ages. IRBA provides services and administers grants for the following counties: Clark, Coles, Crawford, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Jasper, Lawrence, and Richmond. Any questions, please call Sandy Dieters, IRBA, 217-276-1728, or email sandyd@ervainc.org. Mobile mammography available locally. Sarah Bush Lincoln's mobile mammography services will be hitting the road at area county health departments, banks, and other locations in July. The mobile mammography van helps provide mammograms to women who may not otherwise have access to or be able to afford these life-saving preventive screens. Women who qualify will receive their mammogram free. The mobile mammography van is available to all women regardless of their financial status. Women with insurance that covers their yearly mammogram are also welcome. Staffed by technologists from the Sarah Bush Lincoln Mammography Department, the mobile mammography van provides digital mammography technology, the same quality services found at the health center. All staff members are certified by the American Registry of Radiologic Technology and are further certified in mammography. The van will be at SBL Arcola Clinic on July 6th, SBL Arthur Clinic on July 21st, and SBL Tuscola Clinic on July 31st. To ensure safety, mammograms on the unit are done by appointment only. Patients will be screened and asked to wear a mask, just as if they were coming into the health center. To make an appointment for a mammogram on the mobile van at a location near you, call 1-800-639-5929. For the full schedule, visit www.sarahbush.org/women-imaging-center for summer. Summer is officially here. While it's the perfect time to enjoy the outdoors, this year, summer fun will be different due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The American Red Cross of South Central Illinois offers safety tips you can follow. As communities are transitioning to different stages in the reopening process, know what precautions to take in public settings. Keep at least 6 feet between yourself and others. Wear cloth face coverings, especially in crowded areas. Do not place them on children under the age of 2. Limit your risk by reducing the number of places you go and your exposure to other people. Order food and other items for home delivery or curbside pickup if possible. Visit the grocery store and other stores in person when necessary. Stay at home if you are sick. Water safety. Many public pools and beaches may be closed. Following the guidance of state and local officials, make sure the area is designated for swimming. Once there, maintain social distancing, both in and out of the water, between you and people who don't live with you. If you don't think your child can do this, come up with another activity. Wear face coverings on land, but not in the water, as it may be difficult to breathe. Don't share goggles, nose clips, snorkels, or other personal items. An inflatable pool can be a great way to have fun, but be sure to provide constant supervision to children in and around the water. Take the new Red Cross Free Water Safety for Parents and Caregivers online course, which focuses on the risks of drowning and how to minimize those risks, especially for young children. Grilling safety. Summer is a popular time for grilling family meals at home, yet grilling fires spark more than 10,000 home fires on average each year. To avoid this, always supervise a barbecue grill when in use. Don't add charcoal starter fluid when coals have already been ignited. Never grill indoors, not in a house, camper, tent, or any enclosed area. Make sure everyone, including children and pets, stays away from the grill. Keep the grill away from the house or anything that could catch fire. Use the long-handled tools especially made for cooking on the grill. Additional resources. The Red Cross has several resources to help you prevent and respond to summer emergencies. Visit redcross.org/take-a-class. Receive customized weather alerts and warnings with their emergency app. Download the swim app. Visit new water safety for kids site, redcross.org/water safety for kids. There you will find videos, activities, and quizzes. Enable the Red Cross skills on Amazon Alexa-enabled devices for valuable first aid information to schedule a blood donation, receive warnings about an approaching hurricane, or make a financial donation to the Red Cross. https://www.redcross.org/get-help-how-to-prepare-for-emergencies/mobile-apps/Alexa-skills-html. This has been Lynn Curry reading the Tri-County Journal for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020.